Sessions on impeachment, dramatic abuse by House. Pelosi refusal to send to Senate shows lack of confidence. By Jeff Poor on December 19, 2019. Huntsville, Alabama, on Thursday, former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama, was on the campaign trail in his state's Tennessee Valley, catching up with voters and local officials about the issues of the day. Of notable importance was the House of Representatives' passage of two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump a day earlier. In comments given to Breitbart News, the former U.S. Senator and Attorney General criticized the House of Representatives' effort on the grounds of substance and called it a dramatic abuse by the body. "I think it has just been shocking to most Americans to see how little substance this is," he said. "It's like, is this all there is? After all these vicious charges against the president, it comes down to these fake charges of abuse and obstruction? What does that mean? I think it's a dramatic abuse by the House of Representatives of the impeachment clause in the Constitution. And it's not anything the House says it is. Some have tried to say that. But in truth, the Constitution says treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Those mean something. It means something other than we had a disagreement with you, and now we're going to impeach you. This was a horrible, improper act, in my opinion." The former U.S. Attorney General also weighed in on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, refusal at the moment to transfer the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate, where a trial would take place. He said that gesture from Pelosi showed a lack of confidence in the two articles. "I think there's no doubt they don't have confidence in them," Sessions explained. "They're not able to defend the charges. You had Professor Jonathan Turley, who I have gotten to know. Ken Starr, who is a great lawyer, being a law school dean and was a Clinton special prosecutor. But he says it is nowhere close to impeachable offenses. And Professor Turley does, too. He says it would be the least supported impeachment charge ever in our nation's history. I'm totally in accord with that. Not sending it over is to me a clear indication that they're not proud of their work. I said some weeks ago it looked like they were going to force this thing through and slink away, and hope it goes away. They know it doesn't have legs in the Senate." Sessions did not have a recommendation as to whether or not witnesses should be called in the Senate trial. But he added that he did not think witnesses were necessary and pointed out that witnesses were not called in the impeachment trial of Bill Clinton in 1999. "In my opinion, there's so little substance in this impeachment charge that calling witnesses is not required to fulfill the responsibility of the Senate," he said. "But I know Senator McConnell and the White House are talking about that question. I won't make a recommendation as to what they should do. I think they should think it through, and I think they probably should reach a good decision. I don't think it's required. We didn't do witnesses on Clinton. With Clinton, there was proof beyond a reasonable doubt, all the elements of three different crimes. There's no crime really charged here. The charges are vague, and they support impeachment for almost anything Congress wanted to do in the future if this is sustained." Sessions is the apparent frontrunner in the crowded field for the seat he held for 20 years before accepting President Donald Trump's appointment to serve as U.S. Attorney General. Sessions faces former Auburn head football coach Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne, RL, former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore and State Representative Arnold Mooney, R, for the opportunity to run against incumbent Senator Doug Jones, DL, next November. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.